we used to keep those in the root cellar, where it's damp. Well, not damp, but where it was cool and dry.
So you mean beneath the house?
Beneath the house, yeah. Where it was a constant 58 degrees, just about. And I remember that we would always keep potatoes by the bushels and lime them, put lime on them, and then put them down in the cellar where it was cool and dry.
Okay. So what about an open area around the barn, maybe where the cows, whatever kind of stock you got, could meander around, do what they please?
Just a barnyard.
Mm-hmm. And the place where your cattle graze, you call that the
pasture.
Is that usually fenced in?
Yeah. Sure was.
What kind of fence?
Now we always use barbed wire fence. Most people do. For cattle and horse, for stock, use barbed wire fence.
Any other kind of wire fence we use on the farm?
Yeah, no, it's a woven wire fence, which is, doesn't have the strength of a chain link fence, but it's effective enough to keep most stock inside. But most farmers use barbed wire fences because they're more effective.
What about the kind of wire that you might use around a chicken yard?
Just chicken wire.
Is that as sturdy as woven?
No, now chicken wire is a kind of woven wire, but it's a mesh, more or less. Not very strong, or not as strong as the woven fence I was talking about before.
What would you call the one that's designed to send electrical charges periodically?
An electric fence.
Okay. That's usually just a single strand?
Yeah, I haven't seen it. Unless you're a rich farmer, that's all you can afford. Just a single strand. That's all you need, really. Because once they get shocked once, they're not going to fool with it again.
Okay. What about, have you ever heard of any, maybe, fences other than wire fences?
Yeah, I know. You've got a picket fence, which is a wooden fence, mm-hmm. and a split rail fence, which is you cut notches in the wood and put it together that way. And
were those constructed unusually?
Yeah, now a split rail fence a split rail fence was let me think now had the wood How did that? You had your posts, and then the rails would come into each other at an angle, and you could have two, three, or four, as many as you wanted, as many rails as you wanted. And they came at an angle, and they're hard as hell. I'd rather just put a barbed wire fence. I mean, a split rail fence is a lot of hard work.
Any other kind of names for wooden fences besides split rail and picket fence?
Now a picket fence to me is it's kind of a pretty fence. It's not something you would use for a practical reason. It's generally white and painted white, and it's